Our scripture selections from the morning were suggested by Bruce, and they all are from Ephesians, where instructions are being given for how to live with one another as Christians.
It's not often scripture gets upstaged by cowboys and pirates, but that's a hard act to follow. Ephesians 2:13-23, of a similar vein. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall that is the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God.
We're going to do the next scripture reading as a responsive reading. So in the bulletin here, the second page, at the top, it has Ephesians 4:1-6. And everybody from Tom over this way will be group one, and from Ollie over this way will be group two. Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:29-5:2. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of God's glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to God's power that is at work within us. To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.